Last year, the Bush administration announced that it had given out over $77 billion in small business contracts. Now, the federal government is under a mandate to give out a percentage of all government work to small businesses. Now, you may not know this, but the vast majority of new jobs that are created in the country are created by small businesses, not large businesses. And part of the rationale for giving out government contracts to small businesses is to encourage their creation and maintenance and, of course, the jobs that they create. And in the case of a lot of these grants, the jobs are all jobs that are in America, stay in America, and are not outsourced. So when the Bush administration announced that it had given out over $77 billion in small business contracts, everybody went, wow, that's pretty good. That's, they're following the law, et cetera, which for the Bush administration is an amazing thing to say. Until you find out that of that $77 billion or so, much of it went to small businesses with the names like Lockheed, Boeing, Raytheon, Bechtel, General Dynamics, L3 Communications, Northrop Grumman. See, they're supposed to give out 23% of all contracts to small businesses, and this was them saying, yes, we did. Except that you and I have to shake our heads by saying, wait a minute. Lockheed, Boeing, Raytheon, Bechtel, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman. Those don't seem like small businesses. In fact, they seem quite large. And the way they did it was they would buy small businesses and the government allowed them to retain the small business exemption to qualify for getting small business contracts. Now understand, and again, many of these companies actually don't even employ a lot of Americans, let alone stand for small business. Anyway, there was an attempt to close that loophole so that these mega businesses couldn't continue to claim small business status. And that loophole was allegedly closed, but now there is a bill coming out of the House that is going to turn that around again. Floyd Chapman is with the American Small Business League, and he joins me for a few minutes tonight. Floyd, good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Lloyd, excuse me. Did I state that pretty well?
You stated it perfectly. Absolutely.
So now the loophole was closed, and now there's legislation sponsored by whom?
Well, the Nitti Velasquez, who is the chairman of the House Small Business Committee, is one of the sponsors of the bill.
And he's a sponsor of a bill that would again create this loophole so that giant businesses can claim to be small businesses?
Absolutely.
I'm assuming these big businesses give the congressman a lot of money?
Absolutely.
And so he's the chairman of the Small Business Committee, and he's going to pass a law that makes it harder for small businesses to actually get government contracts.
As amazing as that may seem, that's exactly what's happened. It's a woman, actually.
It's a woman
from New York.
And a Democrat.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's good to know.
I'm very disappointed about that.
Good to know that the Democrats can be just as corrupt as the Republicans.
we're finding that out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So she proposes, Bill, why would anybody want giant businesses to be able to get small business contracts to the exclusion then of real small businesses?
Well, I would have to say there's no logical reason for it. And the only thing I can possibly come up with is they must have just really, you know, contributed a lot of money to her campaign or put forth a very compelling, you know, argument. But the companies up in Washington that lobby for this are the largest lobbyists in the country. And when you think about a piece of legislation that's going to allow venture capital companies to get billions in small business contracts, they're willing to invest a lot of money, you know, to lobby Congress to get this piece of legislation passed.
Now, which members of Congress do you have on your side?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's hard to tell, because when you ask people what their position is on this, they won't tell you. But in fact, here's what's so funny, Bernie. I was hoping when the Democrats took over Congress they would solve this problem, but I find myself now the only member of Congress that's come out against it is a Republican from Ohio, Congressman Chabot, and he's the ranking member of the House Small Business Committee. But there could be, you know, a lot of Democrats that are against it, but no one has really come out that I'm aware of and voiced their opposition to it.
What about the Speaker?
You know, I don't believe she's come out with a position on it. One thing that concerns me is that California has a lot of venture capital companies, and a lot of them over there in Silicon Valley. And so I guess one thing I think about it, if someone was strongly against something, you would hear about it pretty quick. Wouldn't that make sense to you, Bernie?
You would think so.
Yeah. So the fact that very few people are coming out against it is just very concerning to me.
What can you explain to people why we want these contracts to go to small businesses, and how this nation is not well served if all of these contracts go to these giant mega businesses?
All right, here's a fact that I think most people might find interesting. Large businesses haven't created a single new job in America since 1977. 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees. 89% of all U.S. firms have less than 20 employees. And the average American company has around 10 employees. And they employ around 55% of the population. They create 97% of the new jobs. They're responsible for about 90% of the exports and about 90% of the innovation. So when you think about small businesses, companies with less than 100 employees, they're clearly the heart and soul of this country's economy. And while big corporations are shipping jobs overseas, you know, small businesses are the ones that are creating the jobs, you know, and providing the economic growth here in America. So it's very important, I would think, and it makes sense for the government to try to do at least 23% of the business with the companies that are creating all the jobs and where most people work. So
okay.
I think it's really important.
So I got to ask a stupid question then. If 98% of the jobs are created by small business, if big businesses aren't creating many, and the jobs, and many of the jobs that do create, they're outsourcing to other countries, why would members of Congress want to see government money going to these big businesses that don't create jobs and not going to small businesses that are creating jobs in this country?
All right. That's a good question, Bernie. And I saw a report the other day that said that Lockheed Martin spent $10 million a year lobbying Congress. So there's 100 senators and, 435 members of Congress. That's just one defense contractor. So can you imagine how much money is being spent by these big companies to what we'll call lobby Congress? It's billions, billions of dollars. I saw Barack Obama on television. He said to be in the United States Senate, you have to raise $50,000 a day. And if you're looking to raise $50,000 a day, where are you going to go? You're not going to go to small business. You're going to go to Lockheed and Bechtel and Boeing and those kind of people. So unfortunately, even though most Americans work for small businesses, the truth about politics in this country is Fortune 500 corporations fund political campaigns. So big money has a big voice in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately, the small businesses where most of us work have a very small voice in Washington.
So what can... So, since most Americans get their jobs from small businesses, what can they do at this point in time to do something about stiffening the spine of some members of Congress?
Well, I'd call Nancy Pelosi's office tomorrow and tell Nancy Pelosi that you don't want you want big businesses out of America's small business contracting program. That'd be a great thing to do. And you could call Nydia Velasquez. Call her office and let her know that you want big business out of small business contracting. And John Kerry is the chairman of a Senate Small Business Committee. I'm sure he'd like to hear from some people out here in California. But I'll tell you something, Bernie. Most people think that their vote doesn't count. They think that there's really nothing they can do, and most people feel like they're powerless. I'll tell you something. I've learned that that's not true. I lost a small business contract to a company in Holland in 2002, and I was just dumbfounded to find out that one of the biggest companies in Europe was getting U.S. government small business contracts. You know, you read off the list of the big companies here in America getting contracts. Some of the biggest companies in the world are getting small business contracts. A company called British Aerospace, I looked on their Wikipedia thing the other day, and it says they're the third largest defense contractor in the world. And last year they got over $200 million in U.S. government small business contracts. So the situation is just really just incredibly unfair to the small businesses here in America. But I got on the phone one day and started calling people in Washington, and I got a congressional investigation into it and a hearing. I called the Associated Press. They wrote a story about it. It ran in 40 newspapers across the country in one day. And since that first investigation that I got, there's been about 12 other investigations. So I think that I want people to know that you can be heard, and that one person, you know, can do quite a bit here to affect Washington. Our little trade group out in Petaluma has forced the government to change a number of policies just by continually keeping this issue in the press and embarrassing Congress and the government, the Bush administration, into making changes.
Where's Lynn Woolsey on this?
Lynn's been behind me for 10 years on this issue, but Lynn isn't in on these committees. And what I've learned in Congress is if you're not on the Small Business Committee, there's really not much you can do. So Lynn has tried to introduce me to people who can help me. I testified before Congress in 2003, and she introduced me to the committee. So she's been a big supporter of mine, and I've been a big supporter of hers. But again, she's not on the committees and on the Small Business Committee, so her ability to affect this is unfortunately fairly limited.
And have you tried to contact the speaker?
You know, I've tried a couple of times. I've talked to some people in her office. But again, you know, you can imagine how many people are trying to call Nancy Pelosi's office. I have been speaking with Senator Boxer's office, and I'm working with them to try to come up with some solutions to this. They've been very responsive, and we're hoping that maybe we can get a piece of legislation, you know, to counter some of these things. But again, when you talk about, you know, Washington, D.C., I spent about 2 weeks up there meeting with members of Congress about a month ago. And, you know, when you go up there to talk to people in Congress, you're talking to staffers. But when Bechtel wants to talk to somebody, they're talking directly to the senator. They're talking directly to the congressman, right? So it's really hard to lobby against Fortune 500 corporations when you're, you know, representing, you know, companies with, you know, 10, 15 employees.
The bill is H.R. 3567. And for those of you that would like to protect American jobs, for those of you who don't like the fact that British aerospace companies are getting small business contracts in this country, or for those of you that don't like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, et cetera, to also be getting small business contracts when they're not creating jobs for Americans, and for those of you who would just like to really tick off these big lobbying firms and their clients, you can call Nancy Pelosi, or call your own member of Congress and ask them to stop these big businesses from getting small business contracts. And otherwise, you know, why bother to even do anything? You know, it's just one of those things. Lloyd, I appreciate it, and we'll try to keep an eye on it, and you can keep us updated on it, and we'll, it makes no sense to me that if the number one job creator is small business, that we're letting these giant firms take money that small businesses could use to make more jobs.
It's deplorable. And Bernie, if your listeners want more information on the issue, they can go to my website. It's asbl.com, and they can see some of the stories we've gotten in the press on this over the years.
Excellent. Lloyd, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Bernie.
I appreciate it. That's Lloyd Chapman. He is with the American Small Business League. You do have to love it, don't you? 98% of jobs created by small business. Giant business hasn't created real net new jobs since 1973 or 74. The federal government is by law required to give 23% of its government contract work to small businesses. So what do the giant businesses do? They hire their law, their lobbying firms. They go in, they get the law changed so that they can pretend to be small businesses, and then they get the money. As Yakov Smirnoff would say, what a country. 25 after 10 on KGO, it is the Bernie Ward Program.